We must be radically different from the very root of our life, radical, than anyone else. What He has come to teach us is totally unknown by the world. To walk into this church, to call yourself Catholic, to be a follower of Jesus Christ, a Christian, means you have embraced love. Period. Love is your driving force. It has a name, Holy Spirit. But it's love. That your very life. And the reason is because God is love. Sometimes in your crazy mind you might have thought of God might have been different. And it just doesn't calculate. It'd be impossible. But supposing He was evil. And He rewarded the bad people. And He lied and He cheated. And He'd get you caught. And He wouldn't keep any of His promises. Then we would be bad people. But He is total good. And He has made us in His image. If nobody knows anything about you, they know one thing. That is one loving person. I just know. She is so good. Because you're a follower of Jesus Christ. There's no other way. There's nothing more serious than to sit in this church and having refused to talk to someone whom you haven't even found out whether they're willing to reconcile or not. We are called to love. Look at the tremendous peace that comes. I thought there were going to be two baptisms at the 11 o'clock Mass. And so, 9:02, I come, I ring the bell, the entrance hymn is over, and I walk through the side door because that main door is closed. And there's a whole family there with friends waiting for baptism. I said, you're supposed to be on at 10:45, not 8:45. No. It's supposed to be, I told you, before the 9 o'clock Mass. And when I walked down that aisle, I knew those people forgave me. There's some people who would have said, oh, yeah, he doesn't think very much of us. They were Native Americans. They would have said, yeah, he doesn't like Indians. That's for sure. He's probably an alcoholic. He was out all night. He doesn't even know what time it is. He forgets everything. I knew that wasn't true. Because there was one thing I knew about the Wiesaw family. They loved me. Because they love God. And they were probably thinking, boy, maybe Father got an emergency call right at 9:15 and somebody needed him at the hospital. They were thinking maybe, oh, that accident. You know, he got hit in the head. He lost his memory. He really doesn't have it all together. We got to pray for Father, you know. It's not always that way. I got a call this week. Whew, that person was really upset. I had it all planned. Thursday night, I had two wonderful things to go to. Well, the one was a rehearsal dinner. It ended up being wonderful, but they're not always so. I don't know the people, and you got to be nice and say, you know, try to be social. I said, okay, I'll go to the rehearsal. They said, you've got to go to the rehearsal. They're hips. They're friends of mine. And you have to go to another dinner. What dinner was that? Someplace else. I forgot my memory. I thought I'll have the salad at the one, and then I'll have the pasta at the other. I don't eat pasta. Maybe I'll have eggplant, parmigiano, my favorite. So I sit down for the salad. I completely forgot the second one. It was out of my mind. I never gave it a thought. The next day, I got on the answering machine an irate person. The least you could have done was call me. So it wasn't bad enough that I didn't care about them, that I didn't come. Now I got another sin. I didn't call them to tell them that I chose not to come to their gathering. See, you can always find something worse. Well, I did put the knife in a little bit when I called back and apologized and said, phone call just knocked me over. I forgot. I was looking forward to it. I love that group of people. I love to be with you. I love Italian food. I would have loved to have been there. I completely forgot about it. You know what you should have done? You should have called the hospital, because most likely I had a car accident. That's the only thing that would have stopped me. No. At least you could have called. He doesn't think much of us. He goes every place else, but he doesn't go to our gatherings. See, it's not our call to judge. It's not our call to... but only to love. And supposing, just get a scenario. Supposing, I'm getting old. Maybe I do get tired with people and I get upset and I don't like that group. And I don't want to go to that group. They talk too much. The food is fattening. They keep me up too late. I want to go to bed. I'm not going to go to that group. What does that group respond with? They love the ones who don't even want to be there. They love your enemy. That's the Christian way. We can't even love those who forget. We can't even love those who try to apologize and say, I'm sorry. And we call this Christianity. It's pagan. It is so simple to live the life of God. It's a decision that was given to Grace Marie this morning, and she would stand on her own two feet and proclaim she's a follower of Jesus Christ with the sacrament of confirmation. It's a decision that you make that you're going to live the life of love. The life He's called you to. And it's very, very easy. You don't follow your feelings. And I've told you many times how you can do it. You can do it even while you're sitting there. You think of somebody that you don't like. And instead of thinking about the thing that you don't like about the person, you force yourself to think about something good about that person. Well, he's a good father, that's for sure. Yeah, he does. Yeah, I heard her say he comes home after work. Yeah, he's a good father. That's one thing. Okay, look for another thing. Well, they come to church. He's with his wife and the kids in church. That's one thing I can say about him. Okay, you got to have at least three things. You think and you think and you think. Well, he parts his hair on the right side. And then when the negative thing comes, that he didn't come to your party, or he didn't send you a thank you note, or he didn't send you an invitation... yeah, but he's a good father. You know, that's the important thing today, his family. He's a good father. He goes to church. Yeah, but he does this. No, no. Now you put the buts in. But. And you think of something. Marriages in God would never have a problem if you would throw out everything that's negative. Just throw it out. Now, you know about tough love. I don't have to go into that. There's something that's evil, you put your foot down and you don't tolerate it. I'm talking about combing your hair on the wrong side, coming late for a meal, not calling first, the little petty things that upset you and get you angry. You don't let them stay in your heart, and you zero in on something that's good. And then you add it, and the Lord will give you something else that's good about that person. And the Lord will show you what that person has gone through that made them a little bit dysfunctional in this area. And it's all right. Anything that's negative, And if anybody dare calls you up and says, I hope everything's all right. I'm sorry that happened. And it was so terrible what happened there at that party. And it's so terrible. What am I, a pagan? I know everything's all right with you. You forgave me. Even before I did it, you loved me. I don't have to be afraid of you people. It's a tremendous freedom. I have entered in, and He's given me a freedom. I can be myself, and you can come to me, and you can tell me something that's not right. But you don't hate me. You love me. Because you're followers of Jesus Christ. It's the life of God. And each and every one of your children will grow up in love when mom and dad love each other and they see that. But if they see something else, then there's something else other than Jesus Christ and the call that He gave us. And so we begin by repent. Change that life. Let there only be love between you. And if somebody does, when somebody, don't say if, when somebody hurts you, it's all right. It's all right. You know what they did to Jesus? You didn't crown me with thorns yet. You never stripped my clothes off and scourged me until there was not one whole part of my body. Of course it's all right that you did that. I forgive you. Be a people of Jesus Christ. Wouldn't it be wonderful if what Jesus Christ came to do was done? And you know what wonderful is? It is done when you choose Him in your heart. Maybe your partner isn't done with them yet, or your children, or your workers, but with you. You walk with Jesus. And you love God with all your heart and soul and mind. Yeah, well, what about my girlfriend or my spouse? Is your girlfriend good? Is your spouse a blessing? That's from God. Of course you love God. Because He is who He is, and because of all the blessings that He's bestowed upon you. God is first with your whole heart and soul and mind. If God is not in my life, if there is no God, then the spouse disappears. The children are not there. Don't you see where people begin to idolatrize? The spouse becomes their God. And what happens? They end up hating their God. Because their God was not good. Their God was disappointing. Their God was frustrating. And it's idolatry. If you have someone who loves you, and you're madly in love with them, put God first and watch that love just blossom. Be as Jesus Christ, who has come to serve. Some of you are going to live a long life. You're going to be 80, 85, 90 years old. And every single day is to serve and to give. What can I do to help you? How can I make your life more comfortable? Where do you want to go? What do you want? Well, what about you? It doesn't matter about me. I have come to love. I have come to serve, not to be served. Let this scripture passage be so ingrained in your heart. The first commandment is love of God and love of neighbor. Everything else depends on this. In this age of violence and sexuality, there are so many people who are hung up with all kinds of sins. And they're so helpless in their sin. Masturbation or impure thoughts or lust or having an affair. And they cry out, I can't stop it! I can't stop it! I'll tell you how to stop it.
love God.
Love your neighbor. He said, love covers a multitude of sins. Start loving. Send flowers. Get out there and rake the leaves. See what you can do for the other people. Anybody can rake leaves. Granted, you're not able to overcome that thought of impurity, but you can rake leaves, and you can polish cars, and you can do dishes. You can love, reach out to the other people, and watch how all those other things, all of a sudden, I'm not attached. It's broken. It's driven out. What do you think? How do you think evil is driven out? By love. You can do that. Consecrate yourself. How many are thinking about how tired I am, what I'm going to do this afternoon? I'm going to get a nap, and then I'm going to go out and I'm going to see a movie, and then I'm going to go over here, and then I'm going to do this. Isn't it true that the whole world is centered around I? Why don't you change that? What is she going to do? When is she going to get a rest? When will he get a break? Be a follower of Jesus Christ. And as you don't come up to receive the Eucharist when you know that there's a definite mortal sin, there's no greater mortal sin than a lack of love. And forgiveness. Don't come forward. If you've extended hatred, bitterness, refusing to talk to, when there's a problem, misunderstanding, you just keep your head up and you just love. If they don't want to talk, that's their business. But I love them. And I forgive them. And then come and receive the Eucharist. Let no division be among you. Live in the love of God. Please stand.